Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. The 8th of Muharram, 1443 al-Hijri, corresponding to the 16th of August, 2021. Press release. Sebastian Kurz makes a historic mistake in dealing with Muslims. Translated. The relationship between the Muslim community and the Austrian government has hit rock bottom. Due to the hate speech of Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz, it is clear that the government is no longer satisfied with its war on Islamic life with theoretical legal texts and populist scientific research, but has gone beyond the matter to using inflammatory phrases that are no less than the Nazi discourse. In one of the television interviews, Kurz described the Islamic faith as its law as the sick ideology that we don't want in Europe, noting that the use of the term sick culture as opposed to correct culture and term abnormal life as opposed to normal life had previously led to an overwhelming desire to crush a religious minority, previously defending the correct body of the nation against harmful elements, was the motivator for disgraceful acts and the conviction that absolute defense was necessary at all costs prevailed. Chancellor Kurz aims that with his inflammatory speech to ignite a civilized conflict within society, and he's trying to completely undermine the recognition of Islam as an official religion. This historical recognition that has existed in Austria since 1912. Sebastian Kurz began his crusade against Islam in 2015 when he was the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Commissioner of Integration in the Fehmarn government. At that time, the basis for a repressive inclusion policy was laid by introducing the new Islamic law, which was imposed on independent Islamic associations to be subject to the tutelage of the administration of official religions in order to control them by the government to ensure a positive attitude towards the state and society. According to Article 4, Paragraph 3, Sebastian Kurz himself defied what he meant by this law when he spoke of creating a European Islam. This was followed in the following years by a series of legal initiatives aimed at the religious and institutional dissolution of Muslims residing in Austria. In 2017, the Law on Integration and Prevention of the Undercover Integration Act was passed, which legislated the obligation to integrate recognized refugees and prevent complete cover-up in public life. Another objective of this legal package was to prevent the spread of extremist ideas, which represented in particular the Salafi activity of distributing the Quran. Based on this law, Sebastian Kurz announced in 2018 the closure of 7 mosques and the expulsion of 2 imams. As for the next wave, in 2019, it was represented in banning the wearing of headscarves in public schools with the aim of integrating children into society according to local customs and norms, as well as preserving basic constitutional values and constitutional educational goals. The text of the law unequivocally indicates the goal behind it, which is to interfere in the process of social establishment of Muslim children and youth in order to force them to assimilate into Austrian culture. Also, the Kurds government, through its establishment of the so-called Documentation Center for Political Islam, in 2020 gave a specific form of its hostility to Islam, which remained amorphous until that moment, and moved to designing a specific hostile image. Whereas in the past the debate was dominated by various narratives, abuses, and rumors, the government has now commissioned experts to find a mandatory and general definition of the term political Islam. On July 7, 2021, the controversial terror law package was approved by which the Islamic faith will be criminalized and all the Islamic cultural institutions and associations will be under public. Through changes in the criminal law, the system of criminal procedures, the law of symbols, and the law of Islam, as well as in citizenship law, the government of Kurz transformed the Republic of Austria into a monotheistic state, in which whoever tries to prevent the assimilation, that it is assimilation of Muslims into this society, according to the expression of the Constitutional Protection Agency, is attacked and prosecuted. All these measures prove that the hateful statements of Sebastian Kurz are not mere slips of the tongue, but are definitely deliberate. Legal initiatives and inflammatory rhetoric are part of a wide-ranging political plan represented in the definitive eradication of the legislative spirit of the Islamic law promulgated in 1912, which guaranteed the doctrine autonomy of the Muslim community in Austria. Although the issuance of this law was due to the need to administer the territory of Bosnia and Herzegovina, which was annexed by Austria at that time. Its purpose was primarily the practical regulation of peaceful coexistence between religious minorities and was not designated to ideologically crush the Islamic identity. The law stipulated protecting the teachings, facilities, and customs of Islam and regulating the external legal relationship of the Muslim community based on the basis of self-management and self-determination. Where the application of Islam found its only limit if contradicted the supreme constitutional demands and laws of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. In this way, Muslims' autonomy, their individuality, and the political dimension of Islam were recognized. This approach was manifested in the adoption of the Hanafi school from the outset, i.e. one of the reputable Islamic legislative references on this one hand and the other hand. The Austrian Islamic law goes back in its basis to the treaty concluded in 1879 with the Ottoman Caliphate, which guarantees not to prejudice the Islamic faith, that guarantees freedom of the public practice of religious rights for Muslims residing in Bosnia and Herzegovina. According, Austria's official recognition of Islam dates back to an international bilateral agreement concluding with political leader of the Muslims at the time of the Caliph Abdul Hamid II. May Allah have mercy on him. The unspoken fact that is in 1912, Austria recognized precisely this Islam with the government is fighting and taunting as political Islam. Sebastian Kurz is leading Austria with this policy into a new era which makes Islamic life and its right to exist in dispute, and the most despicable in this regard in Kurz's continued claim that his policy is based on the historical tradition of recognizing Islam. He does not leave an opportunity without emphasizing a historical sanitary of talents and recognition. In order to cover up his agenda to dissolve Muslims and the accompanying breach of the treaty, this treaty was recognized religious and creedal diversity and accounted for the true reality of community life, without demanding the creedal allegiance to the Republic of Austria and its values and customs as they declare. Thus, the Islamic law of 1912 stands in complete contrast to the current policy of assimilation, which targets the religious and practical dissolution of Muslims residing in Austria. From this point of view, Hizb ut-Tahrir calls on all German-speaking countries to smell the whiffs of the era and draw the right lessons from them. The purpose of Sebastian Kurz's hateful remarks was to make the contempt for Islamic life in Austria instilled in all strata of society. His inflammatory speeches had a direct impact on a large number of media outlets that welcomed them and reproduced them without any restraint. For this reason, we call upon all reasonable forces to resolutely counteract this dangerous juncture of the Kurz government and to prevent this actual reneging of the historical recognition of the Muslim community. If this does not work, we will on the brink of all cultural conflict within society that threatens to drag the Republic of Austria into the abyss. This is a message for mankind, so that they take lesson and be warned. Surah number 14, Ayah 52. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the German-speaking countries.